我就想问大家，
But let me ask you a question.
神是不是在掌权呢？
Isn't it God is sitting on the throne?
很多人说理论上他掌权。
Well, theoretically, yes, he is.
你说牧师，你为什么这样讲？
Well, why, Pastor, you say that?
因为如果他真是掌权的话，我们应该是喜乐的。
If he really is a sovereign Lord, we should be joyful.
Theoretically.
理论上
来讲。
Theoretically.
实际上我们没有。
But practically, no.
没有关系。
It's all right.
我们一起来操练，好吗？
Let us all practice.
你跟旁边人讲说，让我们来赞美神。
Say to the next person, let us practice. Exercise our faith.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
每一个月有一个主日。
Every month we have one Sunday morning.
我们会来教导讲解我们教会的核心价值。
We'll teach on the core value of our church.
在中英文部分开的分别在讲。
Well, the Chinese and English congregation they separately speak on this topic.
已经教导过的已经有五样了。
We've taught on five different topics.
五个核心价值
Five different core value
就是与基督亲密的关系
The first one is intimacy with Christ
第二个是圣洁
The second one is holiness
第三个是谦卑
The third is humble
Humility 第四个是灵里的合一
The fourth is unity in the spirit
第五个是舍己
The fifth is to lay down yourself
Deny yourself. 今天我们要讲的核心价值就是恩典。
And today's, the core value we're going to speak on is grace.
我很感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
这个核心价值跟我特别有关系。
This core value is so related to Pastor.
你们有多少人知道我的中文名字
？How many people know his Chinese name? 是
我的名中文名你要翻成英文给他们我的中
文名 Knowing Grace
我还没有讲 You had to follow me
You said translate
no,
right?
No, just wait 我中文名叫做田世恩 you just
His Chinese name is 田世恩
Yeah, that's good translation
That's not translation
这个真正的意思在英文的这意思就是认识上帝的恩典
The true meaning in English is knowing God's grace.
In Chinese also.
In Chinese also. 在中文也一样。
我想我的父母希望我能够这一生认识神的恩典。
I believe that my parents want me to know God's grace in my life.
这不是我今天讲这个道的原因。
It's not the reason that I talk on this topic today.
我就是在准备这信息的时候，神就提醒我这个事情。
It's when I was preparing today's sermon, the Lord reminds me of my name.
或者你就说什么是恩典呢
？Well, you ask, what is grace?
很多人都喜欢这个恩典这个名字。
A lot of people like the name grace.
我们首先来看字典上的定义。我们请把那大纲打出来。
Let us take a look at the definition in the dictionary.Please post the outline.
我们首先看到字典里面对恩典的定义。
So first of all, we see the definition of grace in the dictionary.
有五种意思。
Has five different meaning.
第一个是讲到外表、举止、行动或动作上很优美、很优雅的。
So the first one is on appearance and your behavior is.Behaving graciously, very elegantly.
可不可以请那个大纲打出来好吗
Can post up the...
第二个是一种吸引人的品质或者内涵。
And the second one means you have a qualities within you, your character that is very attracting.
第三个是恩待或者是好意的意思。
And the third one, it means to have favor.Of goodwill and favor.
第四个是从我们的上司来得的恩宠，好像从你老板那边得到一个恩宠，也叫 grace.
And the fourth is you have received favor from authorities, from your boss.
第五个是怜悯、特赦、赦免的意思。
And the fifth is called merciful and forgiving, forgiveness.
我也知道很多人的名字叫做 grace.
I know a lot of people's name called grace.
因为这个 grace 这个恩典，它名字有很多正面的意义。
Because grace has a lot of positive meaning.
但是我们今天要从圣经中如何使用恩典这个字来明白它的意义。换句话说，圣经里面所认定恩典的意义是什么？
So today we're going to learn about grace from the biblical perspective.
第一个是在旧约中恩典的一个字根就是 chanan.
So first of all, in the Old Testament, grace has a root called chanan.
最常见的意思就是恩宠或者善意的时候。
And most often means that favor or goodwill.
旧约中不断使用这个字来描述在神或人的眼中蒙恩。
In the Old Testament, it continuously used this word to describe how people receive favor in front of, in the eyes of God and people.
所以恩典不只是一个抽象的一个品质，一个 quality.
So grace is not just an abstract idea of a quality.
而是一种在各种善行上积极主导的原则。
But it's an active guiding principle of every kind of good behavior.
翻得非常好。所以恩典是指神所给人的祝福，是所以恩典在旧约里面讲说是神给人的祝福是白白给的。
So in the Old Testament, it describes that how God gives people favor, by gift.
Unmerited,
you're undeserving, but He still gives it to you anyway.
跟那个人是否有资格、是否配得没有关系。
It's not related how the person perform.
懂得我的意思吗
？Do you understand?
就是上帝给一个人他的恩宠或者祝福。跟那个人是怎么样没关系的。
Which means God show grace and favor to that person. It doesn't relate to how the person do, if he do well or not.
Also, how that person is.
How the person is. How
在新约中
，In the New Testament,
这个恩典的字叫做 kairos.
The name, the grace is used as kairos.
综合它的使用可以定义如下
In conclusion of its definition
恩典也是指世人不配得
It means that how this world is undeserving
people.
The people
神却在他心中借着圣灵所做的奇妙大功
How God works in a miraculous way in people's heart through the Holy Spirit
使他得救赎
And cause him to have salvation
他能够成为圣洁
and to cause him to be holy,
使他能得胜
victorious, and have rewards, eternal rewards.
所以我们如果把旧约跟新约对恩典的使用来定义的话，是什么呢？
So if we conclude both the Old Testament and New Testament definition of grace, what does it mean?
神所赐给人他所不配得的恩宠与祝福。
It means that God gives people's undeserving favor and blessing.
So, 我现在问你什么是恩典呢？根据旧约。
So now I ask you, what does it mean?
我刚刚才讲完。
I mean, what does it mean, grace?
是神赐给人他所不配得的恩宠与祝福。
Is God give people the undeserving favor and blessings?
Undeserving, unmerited favor. 今天早上。
This morning,
我要从三方面来思想恩典的彰显。
I'm going to think about grace in three different perspectives.
Demonstration. 求主来帮助我们了解。
May the Lord help us to comprehend.
因为你听到这个定义以后，你觉得很抽象。
Now that when you hear this definition, you think it's so abstract.
但是我们必须要有一个实际的例子。
We must have a example.
第一个我们要看到恩典的彰显。
First one, we're going to see the manifestation of grace.
Demonstration.
Demonstration of grace.
是彰显在神对人类的救恩上面。
It's review on how, and God's salvation.
约翰福音三章十六节说神爱世人甚至将他的独生爱子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
我就想问大家，你看到这段经文的时候
，May I ask you a question? When you read this verse,
他有没有讲世人的光景怎么样
？Does he say, the the condition of this world.
他说神爱世人。
It just says God loved, so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
To the point that he gives his one and only son.
他没有说神爱世界上那些好人。
He didn't say that the Lord loves, only the good people of this world.
他也没有说神爱世人，因为他们都很爱他。
He didn't say how God loves this world because they all love him.
他说神爱世人。
But it says God so loved the world.
神就是爱世界上的人。
The Lord, God just loved the people in the world.
你不觉得这是一个，很多时候我们听到这个，我们觉得这个很抽象，或者不懂得这什么意思。
A lot of times we hear this and we don't understand what it means. It's too far.
我们知道世界上有很多人非常不可爱的。
We know that a lot of people are unlovable, not lovable.
有时候我们自己看我们自己都觉得很不可爱。
Sometimes we look at ourselves, we think that we're not lovely too.
所以有时候你去跟人家传福音的时候。
So sometimes when you try to share the gospel with other people.
你说神爱你啊。
You say God loves you.
他觉得 so what?
So, 他觉得怎么样？
他没有办法感觉到任何事情。
They can't feel anything.
但是你仔细想这个。
But if you think about this carefully.
神不管你知不知道他已经爱你。
God doesn't care if you know it or not. He already loves you.
因为他的本质就是爱。
Because his nature is love.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
上帝并没有欠我们要一定要爱我们。
The Lord actually doesn't owe us that he has to love us.
我想我们当中有多少已经做父母的举手。
How many of you are parents?
特别做母亲的。
Especially the moms.
为什么母亲节那么的 popular 呢？
Why is Mother's Day so popular?
因为母亲对儿女的爱跟父亲的表达很不一样。
Because the mother shows her love very differently from the dad.
圣经里面也常常讲，上帝对我们就像母亲对小孩一样。
And God show his love to us is so much like mom showing her love to her children.
我常常看我的太太对我的两个小孩的爱。
Always observe my wife how she treats her sons and daughters.
我就在旁边看哈。
I observe from the side.
好像马林是欠他们的。
As if Marlene owes them.
我说好像。
As if.
但是你弟兄姊妹，你仔细想，不要只是想听笑话，你仔细想，这个平行的 parallel 在上帝对我们也是一样。
But if you think about it carefully, how it is parallel to God's relationship with us.
你一定要了解我现在在讲什么，你才会了解什么叫做恩典。
You must try to understand what I'm saying here.
上帝并不欠你跟我。
The Lord doesn't owe you and me.
你知道照我们所做的，我们应该在哪里吗？
If it's according to what we have done, do you know where we should be?
我们应该永远跟神隔绝。
We should end up in the place we forever separated from God.
因为人有罪性。
Because we have sinful nature.
也有罪行。
We have sinful behavior.
我们常常针对的都是罪行。
We alwaysfocus on the sinful behavior.
但是没有想到它的根在哪里。
We didn't think of the root of it.
罪使人跟神就隔绝了。
The sin has separated us from God.
但是神非常爱我们。
But God so loved us.
他要我们跟他和好。
He wants us to reconcile with him.
所以他要解决这个罪的问题。
So he has to resolve the problem of sin.
上帝不能说你有罪哦，就算没罪了。那他这样就是违反他自己公义的原则。
He cannot just say, "Oh, consider you have sinless and just ignore your sins." Then he will be contradicting himself of his because he is righteous.
因为你有罪就是有罪。
Because if you have sin, then you are sinful.
圣经上说罪的工价就是死。
And then the Bible says.Price of sin is death.
但是神不要你跟他永远隔绝死亡。
But God doesn't want you to separate from him forever and die.
他来到这世界上代替你死。
That's why he came to this world and in place of you he died for you.
这就是恩典。
That's called grace.
Amen.
Amen.
就像很多母亲为他们儿女所付上的一切。
As if a mom has done many things for their children.
他也没有期待他们要回报什么。
But she didn't ask for any return.
很多时候呢，儿女都非常不听话。
And a lot of times the children doesn't obey their mom.
非常的悖逆。
It's very rebellious.
我不是说主观的悖逆啊。
I'm not saying subjectively rebellion.
是客观的悖逆。
As objectively they are rebellious.
但是母亲还是爱他。
But the mom still loves them.
还是为他们祷告。
Still pray for them.
我就想到在历史上有一个人叫做奥古斯丁。
In the history, there's a person's name called
Augustine. 他是圣奥古斯丁。
Saint Augustine.
他年轻的时候非常的糊涂。
When he was young, he was very messed up.
Very foolish.
Foolish.
好像那个脑子没有 develop, 断了一根筋一样。
Like his mind has not fully developed.
他就过了一个非常
senseless,
荒唐的日子。
He had a very wasteful, squanderous life.
一天到晚就酗酒啊，搞女人，就做一些浪费的事情。
Every day he just drank, be drunk and pimps around.
但是他有一个，但是他有一个非常敬虔的妈妈。
But he is a very pious mom.
叫做 Monica.
Monica, her name is Monica.
她天天为她儿子祷告。
She prays for him every day.
她一直祷告。
She prays for him every day, continuously.
那个儿子的情形就 get worse and worse.
And his condition get worse and worse.
直到有一天。
Until a day.
很奇特的。
It's very amazing.
就有一个声音对Augustine 对奥古斯丁说
There's a voice that speaks to him, Augustine.
就是要他回转
That tells him to repent.
然后要他去看一段圣经
And to read a passage of, in the Bible.
然后他就去看那一段圣经
Then he read it.
然后他就悔改了
So he repented.
然后他就改变了
And he was changed.
他成为教会初期最有名的一个教父，一个 Godfather.
He became a very one of the famous, early church Godfather.
他写了很多著作，影响教会。
He has written a lot of, very important, books that has affected the church, influenced the church.
他为什么有这样的转变呢？
Why did he change?
因为他的母亲。
Because his mom.
因为神的恩典。
Because of God's grace.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你今天可以坐在这里。
Today you can sit here.
因为是神的恩典。
Because it's God's grace.
因为神救赎的恩典临到你。
Because God's salvation, saving grace.
我们两个，我现在讲到他翻译，我们需要神的恩典。
Even now, when pastor is speaking and I'm trying to translate, we need God's grace.
因为我讲的很多不是照起先的那个 manuscript.
Because he's speaking on a lot of things that's not in here. It's not on the page.
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我是鼓励你要专心的听。
I will encourage you to focus.
你不是听笑话。
You're not listening to a joke.
你要听圣灵在灵里面对你现在要讲什么。
You listen to the Spirit.What is he trying to say to you now?
圣灵现在正对你的灵讲话。
That the Holy Spirit is speaking to you in the spirit.
No, Holy Spirit speak to your spirit. 神的灵现在对你的灵说话。
The Lord is speaking to your spirit.
你要尽量自己不要想东想西。
You have to control yourself not to think.
有时候属灵征战最厉害的时候就在教会讲道的时候。
A lot of times the most severe spiritual warfare happens in the church.
因为撒旦要让我们没有听到神对我们所说的话。
Because Satan doesn't want us to hear God's word.
你今天得救，你今天来亲近神，你今天有任何这样子，因为是神吸引你，你知道吗？
Today you are saved. You have salvation and to know His grace because He attracts you.
我们常常想说，哦，是这个人带我来的，是那个音乐会让我有兴趣的，我是在广播上听到，在电视上看到是某某人，没错。
Well, a lot of times you think that it's all because of that concert, because of this person, because of this and that that draws you to church. Yeah, it's true in a certain way.
但是真正是神让这些媒介、这些人能够接触到你。
But in reality, is that God allows these people to keep be in touch with you.
Amen.
Amen.
我们每一个人的个性都不一样。
Every one of you has a different personality.
有人很害羞。
Some people are very shy.
有人动作很快。
Some people are very quick.
有人很慢。
Some people are very slow.
有人做决定要等了好久好久。
Some people make decisions very slowly. It takes a long time.
有的人是很理性的。
Some people people are very logical.
有人是很感性的。
Some people are very emotional.
有人是很有自信的。
Some people are confident.
有人很没自信的。
Some people are have low self-esteem.
神知道你的光景。
God knows your condition.
所以他用不同的方法来吸引你。
So he uses all kind of method to draw you in.
Amen.
Amen.
他第一个让你得救。
The first he saves you.
得救以后还要成圣。
And the second thing is you got to be walk in holiness, be sanctified.
就是成圣就 sanctification. 简单的讲就是说你要做主的门徒。
Just frankly speaking, just you need to be God's disciple.
Jesus' disciple. 我们当中有很多人刚刚受洗 right?
A lot of us has just been baptized, right?
你不是毕业了。
Doesn't mean you graduated.
你刚刚进入神的学校。
You just came into God's, the school of God.
你下面要成圣。
The next step is you need to be sanctified.
保罗进入了成圣的学校。
Paul has also had entered the school of sanctification.
他说好苦啊。
Ah, he said very tough.
他说我想要做的事我不能做。
He said, the things I want to do, I cannot do.
但是我绝对不该做的事我一直做。
And the things that I shouldn't be doing, I'm repeatedly doing it.
谁能救我脱离这个痛苦呢?
Who can save me? Who can save me from this painful life?
保罗就说哎呀感谢主在耶稣基督里我得胜。
But he said, praise the Lord, in Christ, he has a victory.
我们不但是得救是要靠恩典。
Not only salvation based on grace.
我们这个成圣也要恩典。
Even sanctification is by grace.
而且圣经上说我们还要得胜，对不对
？In the Bible it says we need to be sanctified, right?
No, to overcome.
To overcome.
To have victory, right? 要得胜。
要成圣，要
不但要成圣，这个字听起来一样，要成圣还要得胜。
Not only.Be sanctified, but you need to overcome and victorious.
还要得赏。
Also receive reward.
你们多少人想要从神那里得赏的举手。
Who wants to receive rewards from the Lord?
那你就要得胜才行。
So you need to be sanctified first.
不是得胜。
Oh, victorious.
你要胜过世界。
You need to overcome the world.
你要胜过老我。
Overcome the sinful nature.
你要胜过罪恶。
Need to overcome our sinful behavior.
Nature. 你说牧师，我听这么多胜过，都有点累了。
Pastor, I'm kind of tired from listening to all the overcoming.
但是不是靠你自己啊
？It's not by on your own. You're not on your own.
圣灵会帮助你。
The Holy Spirit will help you.
Amen.
Amen.
当你放下自我的时候
，When you lay down yourself.
神的灵会进来帮助你。
The Holy Spirit will come and help you.
很多人说我要到高山上去祷告。
Many people say I need to go to the mountains and pray.
Mountain top.
Mountain top.
我要到山顶上去祷告。为什么呢
？Why?
你们知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
因为他们觉得山顶离天比较近。
Because they think the mountain top is closer to heaven.
所以他到那祷告很容易就被神的灵充满。
So when they go to the mountain top, they will be easily filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是不是那样子的。
But it's not like that.
你要怎么样能被圣灵充满？
How can you be holy, be filled with the Holy Spirit?
你要放下自我。
You need to lay down yourself.
你定死老我。
When you crucify yourself,
你还是听不懂我讲什么。
You still don't understand what I mean.
其实很简单。
It's actually very simple.
你在做任何事情的时候。
Whatever you do,
求问神
You need to seek the Lord.
你照神的原则做
according, then do it according to his way.
His principle. 然后你就放下自己的方式
Then you have to let go of your own way.
神的灵就要来充满你
Then the Lord's Spirit will come fill you.
Amen.
Amen.
你就会得胜
Then you'll be victorious.
任何方面
In every aspect.
你的儿女们
Your children,
你的婚姻上
in your marriage,
你的工作
in your work,
你的赚钱
and even making a living,
买卖房子
selling, buying houses,
神会帮助你
the Lord will help you.
第二个我们看到恩典的彰显
the second that we see how God's manifests His grace.
是彰显在人的软弱跟局限性上。
Has been revealed in the limitation of people.
Weakness.
And His weakness.
Yeah, that's very important. 彰显在人的软弱跟局限性上面。
In humans' weakness and limitation.
我们现在读这个使徒行传。
Now we're reading the book of Acts.
我们在讲使徒行传，对不对？
Right, we're spending time on the book of Acts.
里面讲到一个人叫保罗，对不对？
Remember the person, his name called Paul.
你们多少人认识保罗的？
How many of you know Paul?
他不认识你们，你们认识保罗的举手。
You know him, right?
He is a very special person.
He's a very special person.
他以前是反对基督教的。
He was extremely against Christianity.
如果用现代来讲，他可能是一个极端派的这种回教徒。
Well, if you apply it to nowadays situation, he probably is the extremist Muslim.
就是那种不是正确的，是那种极端的。
It's not just the normal way, but he's extreme.
他专门是在杀害基督徒，他在关教，他是专门去关教会的。
He specialized in persecuting the church.
我们讲了好几次，对不对？上礼拜也有讲这个。
We've spent time talking about him.
然后他在往大马色的路上。
And when he was on his way to Damascus.
请问他遇见谁？
Who he met? Who did he meet?
他遇见了复活的基督啊。
He met the resurrected Christ.
圣经上说有大光从天上下来。
The Bible says that there was a great bright light shines from the heaven.
他就伏倒在地上。
And he just laid down prostrate on the ground.
他就失去他的视觉。
And he lost his eyesight.
神亲自对他说。
And the Lord spoke to him personally.
神要他去向外邦人，非犹太人传福音。
And the Lord wants him to share the gospel to the Gentiles.
请问保罗传福音的结果怎么样？
So what happened? What is the result of him going to preach the gospel?
你们谁知道保罗出去宣教的结果怎么样？
Who do you know the result?
所以我们才能信主，讲得很好啊，所以中国人是。
That's why we can be saved. That's why we know Christ.
你们去看一看《使徒行传》，保罗无论到哪一个城市，那个城市就好像被翻转一样，好像 stirred。
When you read in the book of Acts, wherever Paul goes, that city has been turned around. There's been rioting.
而且总是有一批犹太人跟在后面要反对他。
And always there are a bunch of Jewish people following him everywhere.
他们特别要反对他。
And they're also oppose him.
所以可见保罗是一个很有影响力的人。
You can see that how he is a very influential person.
他在灵里面有权柄。
In the spirit, he has authority.
他到以弗所书，以弗所就起来有动乱。
Where he was in Ephesus, there was riot in Ephesus.
他到每一个地方，他都建立教会。
And wherever he goes, he established churches.
然后在哥林多这个哥林多后书那边说，哥林多前书十二章说，后书他那边有说，他有一个经验，他到了天上去。
And in the 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, he has an experience of seeing the third heaven. He actually heard the language of angels.
换句话说，他看到很多是在天上的事情。
He actually see many things in heaven.
你们当中有人到过天上吗？
Who has ever been to heaven?
在灵里面已经看过看过天堂了，有没有？
Who has seen heaven?
这边有一个，感谢主。
We have one over here.
我们也常常看到书上面写有人到天上去。
We also read books that says a lot of people have seen heaven.
也有人到地狱里面去。
Some people has been to hell.
这一段我要特别讲。
This part I have to specially talk about this.
朋友们。
My friends.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
真的有一个地狱。
There is a hell.
人如果跟耶稣基督没有生命的关系。
If a person does not have a personal relationship with Christ,
他的罪没有得到赦免,
their sins has not been forgiven,
他的身份没有转变,
their status has not been changed,
他将来会在地狱里面,
they will end up in hell.
所以保罗就是有看到这些异象。
So Paul has seen all these visions.
你知道新约有三分之一的书信都是保罗写的。
Do you know that a third of the books in the New Testament were written by Paul?
所以他是一个很不得了的人。
So he's an amazing person.
也是被神重用的人。
He's been used by God mightily.
可是在哥林多后书那里。
But in the second Corinthians.
在第十二章那里。
Chapter 12.
保罗讲了一件事情。
He mentioned a thing.
他很遗憾。
That's something that he's very regretful.
我知道你们当中听我讲到有翻译，这是很不容易的事情。
I know some of you hearing all the translations very uneasy.
我觉得不是 some of you, 是 all of you.
I think all of you are feeling uneasy.
但是我要你仔细的听。
I want you to listen carefully.
保罗这么被神重用的一个人。
How even Paul, who has been used by God mightily,
好像是几乎完全的一个人。
As if he was almost perfect.
但是他在这个哥林多后书十二章 他提到一件事情。
But in here, in the 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he mentioned something.
他说在他的肉体里面有一根刺。
He said in his flesh, there's a thorn.
撒旦常常用这个事情来攻击他。
And Satan always used this to attack him, accuse him.
然后他跟上帝求了三次。
And he has asked God three times.
说你可不可以把这个刺从我的身体里面拿走。
He pleaded with the Lord to take away the thorn from him.
神没有答应他。
But God said no.
神说我的恩典够你用。
God says, my grace is sufficient for you.
神的大能在人的软弱上显为完全。
And his powers make perfect in weakness.
很多神学这个圣经学家就赶快去研究这个刺是什么。
And many things try, so many people, the theologian try to find out what is this thorn.
我是觉得弟兄姊妹，我觉得我们实在读神的话，很需要神的启示。
When we read the Bible, we really need revelation from God.
其实他那个刺是什么无所谓。
Actually, it doesn't really matter what the thorn is.
他们有人说是保罗的眼睛很不好。
Some people says maybe his eyesight was poor.
因为他在另外一卷书说，你看啊，我写的字多大。
Some people say, look at me, my writing, my handwriting is so huge.
因为他的，记不记得他在大马色路上被那个大光所照，所以他眼睛就不好。
Remember how he was on his way on Damascus, the Lord shined bright light on his eyes, so he might have poor eyesight.
有人说保罗是身体不太好。
Some people said that he has poor health.
他不是 poor health, 他是身上有一种怪病。
He has a weird, strange disease.
常常会发。
Always,
Occurred. 还有人说就是这些反对的人一天到晚跟着他 or, 一天到晚要杀他
Some may think that because all the people who oppose him day and night they're trying to murder him
我就想问弟兄姊妹们
Let me ask you a question, brothers and sisters
亲爱的朋友们
Dear friends
你生命里面也是不是有刺呢
Is there a thorn in your life?
你觉得很遗憾的事情
Something that you feel very regretful
不是 regretful, you feel sorry. 遗憾不是 regretful, regret 是后悔。I don't know, maybe, yeah.
I don't know too.
我们生命里面有没有些事情是，我现在讲的不是只是遗憾，就是有些事情很不完美。
Is there something in your life that is not perfect? It's not.
你想到你就说：“哎呀，如果上帝能够把这个拿走，多好！”
You, every time you think about this, you wish that the Lord can take this away from you.
可能是我们的健康。
Maybe it's our health.
可能是我们的经济困难。
Maybe it's financial problems.
可能是婚姻上的挑战。
Or maybe challenge in your marriage.
可能是我们没有办法生儿育女。
Or maybe you cannot bear children.
或者儿女们不上进不听话
or your children don't listen to you
可能这些是我们生命中的一个软弱
these are all the things that are weakness in our lives
或者一个局限性
or limitation in your life
你常常讲说我希望我能够这样这样
you always say that I wish I can be this way I wish can this
我跟上帝祷告了很多次
and I pray to the Lord many times
可是神都没有应允我
But the Lord has not answered me.
我是想问大家，神为什么没有应允我们
？May I ask you why do you think God has not answered your prayer?
我真的现在要回答。
Now I really need an answer.
你生命里面有刺，跟保罗一样有很困难的情况，可能是各种各方面。其实我一讲这，你都知道了。为什么神没有回答你，让把这个刺拿走？
You probably have a thorn in your life and you already know what it is, but why didn't God answer your prayer yet?
这个姊妹是真的非常
Elaine said because my grace is sufficient for you because God says my grace is sufficient.
我是觉得这句话好，我现在要把这句话送给大家。
Now I'm gonna, this is the phrase that I wanna give all of you as a gift.
我们翻到那个
Let's turn to
那个啊，那是 first 还是 second?
是 second.
Okay, 哥林多后书第十二章好吗？
Yeah. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 12.
我们请那个 Kevin 打一下。
May Kevin show the scripture.
哥林多后书。十二章，我写错了，应该是后书十二章，好吧？你有圣经可以翻到那里。
Open your Bible, let's turn to that. 2 Corinthians 12:7.
第九节好不好
？Verse 9.
我们请 Kevin 打一下好吗？第九节，这边说，神对他说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力。”是在人的软弱上显为完全。
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
所以保罗他就有一个新的看法，他说，我更喜欢夸自己的软弱。
So Paul has a new perspective on his weakness now. He will boast all the more gladly about his weaknesses.
好叫基督的能力庇护我。
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这边有一个矛盾在这。
There is a contradiction here.
There's an irony.
Irony.
你说我有软弱。
He says, I have weaknesses.
可能我的身体不好。
Maybe I have poor health.
可能我的胃不好。
Maybe my stomach doesn't function well.
或者我的经济环境不好。
Or I have financial problems.
或者我的个性不好，脾气火爆。
I have very, a bad personality, hot temper,
常常发怒,
always angry,
我跟神求啊,
easily
求啊,
angry, angered, I don't know.
可是都没有改变。
But I asked God many times, but I've not been changed.
其实不是没有改变。
In reality, no, it's not that you haven't been changed.
而是你正在改变。
But you are in the progress of being changed.
但神讲了一句话。
But God says a phrase.
他说，我的恩典够你怎么样？
He said, "My grace, what?
Is sufficient for you?
Is sufficient?
请问一下，够是什么意思？够你用是什么意思？
What does it mean, sufficient?
这边有人说 more than enough， 讲得非常好，更多是不是
？More than enough，
比你所需要的更多。
More than you need。
你们有没有想过，你的困难里面，神已经给你恩典？
Have you thought that in your troubles that God has given you grace?
有没有？我想我们要，
Have you thought?
我们可以有一次来特别讲见证，讲到神怎么样在你的困难、你的软弱里面，他显明足够的恩典。
Maybe we should have a night of sharing all the testimony, how God has shown grace in our troubles.
而且他这边讲说，不但是够你我用。
But well, here it not only says that it's not only enough for you and me.
他说：“因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。”
But it says how his power is made perfect in weakness.
我们大家知道，在澳洲有一个人，他叫做 Nick.
You know that this famous speaker, his name called Nick from Australia.
他没有手也没有脚。
He was born without hands and without limbs and legs.
所以照人来看，他是最软弱的。
So to people's eyes, he may appear to be the weakest.
可是神的恩典够他用。
But God's grace is sufficient for him.
他的爸爸也是个牧师。
His dad is a pastor.
他在年轻的时候，他常常就要自杀。
And when Nick was young, he always wanted to commit suicide.
因为他说，我连手跟脚都没有，我能做什么呢
？Because he thinks that I don't even have hands. I don't have arms, what can I do?
但是他有一天就领会到
And one day he suddenly realized
神的恩典够他用
God's grace is sufficient for him
就是 more than enough
就是够他用
对比 比他所需要的更多。
It's more than what he needs.
后来他真的转向神。
So he really turns to God.
然后他成为一个这全世界最有影响力的人之一。
And now he's become one of the most influential speaker in the world.
最近他还结婚了。
And recently he just got married.
一个非常美丽的姊妹要嫁给他。
And his wife was a very beautiful sister.
Lady.
然后他要
照顾他。
And she has to take care of him.
我们感谢主。
We praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们,
we thank the Lord. Brothers and sisters.
讲到软弱的事情,
when we talk about weaknesses,
我们每一个人都非常紧张,
everybody are really scared,
我们都不要让人家知道,
we don't want people to find out.
但是神都知道,
but the Lord knows.
神要帮助你,
he will help you.
他要让你知道,
he wants you to know that.
虽然在这个非常困难的情况,
even in the most difficult situation,
神的恩典够你跟我用。
His grace is enough for you and me.
恩典的彰显在第三方面。
And the manifestation of grace in the third way.
是人与人的交往当中。
Is in our relationship with each other.
哥林多前书十三章四到七节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
四到七节。
4 to 7.
说了神的，讲到神的爱。
Talks about God's love.
讲到天国的爱。
And the heavenly love.
爱是恒久忍耐。
Love is patient.
又有恩慈。
Love is kind.
不求自己的益处。
It does not envy.
Not self-seeking.
Well, that's what it says.
Okay. 不轻易发怒。
It does not boast.
我这是跳的。不轻易发怒。Not be angry.
Oh, not easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
Doesn't keep record of wrongs.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
朋友们。
And friends.
家人在一起会不会有冲突啊？
When you're with your family members, do you have conflicts?
跟人家工作会不会有冲突啊？
And with your colleagues, do you have conflicts?
我们在一起会不会有冲突啊？
Do you have conflicts when we're together?
很多时候在一起没有冲突的原因，因为我们都保持距离。
Well, a lot of times we don't have any conflicts because we keep distance between each other. Right?
你看那个开车上面写“保持距离以测安全”。
You see how the back of the car says "keep the distance, so you'll be safe."
人在一起一定会有冲突，会有矛盾，会有误会，会有误传，会有争执。
Everybody, when they're together, they always have problems. They will have conflicts. They will misunderstanding.
但是神要我们存着一个。恩典的心来化解这些。
But God wants us to have a gracious heart to resolve all these relationship problems.
所以你刚才说爱是恒久忍耐，你可以改成恩典就是恒久忍耐。
You can replace love. You can put grace in place of love. Says grace is patient.
恩典又有恩慈。
Grace is kind.
恩典是不求自己的益处。
Grace does not seek, is not self-seeking.
不轻易发怒。
It's not easily angered.
不计算人的恶。
Does not keep record of wrongs.
你说牧师，我已经知道恩典这个真正的表达的意思是什么了。
You say, Pastor, I already know how grace is manifest.
我要知道我实际上怎么应用到我的生命。
I want to know how I can apply this in my life.
我觉得第一件事情。
Well, the first thing is,
你要数算神在你每天生活中的恩典。
You need to count God's grace in your life.
你们有多少人为弯曲的天气这么好感谢神的举手
？How many of you give thanks to the Lord for the weather in the Bay Area?
你们知道为什么弯曲的人越来越多吗
？Do you know why in the Bay Area there are more people moving here?
当然有很多的原因。
Well, of course, there are many reasons.
当然也很多人也搬走了。
And a lot of people move away too.
只是不知道而已，他没有跟你讲。其中一个原因是这里的天气非常的温和。
One of the reason is that the weather in the Bay Area is very mild.
很多人说，牧师，我不太知道神的旨意。
Well, Pastor, I really don't know God's will for me.
但是有一个神的旨意，你不需要祷告求，神讲得非常清楚。
But there's a will of God that is very clearly written in the Bible.
就是说，你们要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，这是神对你我所定在基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
It says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以我们怎么能凡事谢恩呢?
So how can we give thanks always?
就是每一天数算神在我们身上的祝福。
Which is to count God's grace and His blessing in your daily life.
我现在请大家闭上，每个人都闭上眼睛。
Now, all of you close your eyes.
一分钟的时间。
Just for 1 minute.
想一想，在过去这个礼拜，从上个礼拜天到现在，神给你了哪一些恩典？
Try to think in the past week what grace that God has shown you.
我们待会分小组的时候，你可以分享，可以祷告。
Later when we come to our small groups, you can share.
如何来操练恩典呢?
How do we practice to be gracious?
要做一个知恩图报的人。
To be a person of knowing grace and willing to give back.
很多人对我们有恩典。
Many people have shown grace to us.
我们要感谢他们。
We need to give thanks.
神对我们有很多恩典。
God has shown many grace to us.
我们要感谢他。
We need to thank him.
我们要回报他。
We need to give back.
如何让恩典成我们生命中的一部分呢?
How can we let grace become a part of our life?
要成为一个对别人有恩典、有怜悯的人。
Is to become a person of grace and have a merciful heart.
登山宝训的第八福里面的第五福说，连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
In the Sermon of the Mount, the eighth blessing says, blessed are those who are merciful. The fifth blessing is that blessed are the beatitudes. I said Sermon on the Mount, it's the same. He says, blessed are those who are merciful, for they will be blessed.
对。求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
这后面这三点我们待会在小组里都会有讨论的时间。
So later in the cell group, small group, we will have discussion on these three aspects.
我们今天有圣餐。
Today we have Holy Communion.
可不可以请一个人去邀请小孩子过来。我们看到这个圣餐的时候，
When we see Holy Communion,
我们也是看到神的恩典。
We see God's grace.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们还在做罪人的时候，
When we're still sinful, we are still in sin,
神就为我们而死。
The Lord has died for us.
神的爱在此向我们显明。
The Lord has shown His love in this.
我们那时候还不认识神。
At that time, we still don't know Him.
我们抵挡神。
We opposed Him.
神就已经爱我们。
But the Lord already loved us.
他就为我们而死。
And He died for us.
他就在最后的晚餐，他就说，这个饼是他的身体为你我所舍的。
And in the Last Supper, He says that this cup and bread has been given up for you and me.
这个饼是他的身体为我们舍的。
This bread is His body is given up for you.
这个杯是他的血为我们所流的。
This cup is His blood is shed for you.
我现在就请大家低头，我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
我们来安静我们的心。
We quiet our heart.
我们在神面前为这个饼跟杯献上感谢。
We give thanks to this cup and bread.
也为我们的罪在神面前认罪悔改。
And also repent for our sins.
我们有一段安静的时间，好吗？
Let us have a little a quiet time. screen that you may meditate on. We'll invite all the born again Christian who's been baptized. We'll start from the back row. You may come up and receive your cup and bread. And then do not partake in it until we all come. We all get ours.
We
return to your seat. Please pray quietly on your own.
We
thank the Lord for He has given us His body for us.
This
bread represents His body.
We
receive this in a thankful heart.
This cup is 指主耶稣的血为我们流的。
This cup represents his blood that has been shed for us.
因为他所流的宝血，我们的罪得到洁净。
Because of his blood, our sin has been washed away.
凭着感恩的心来领受这个杯。
We partake this, this cup in a thankful heart. Will you keep this cup?
待会有垃圾桶的地方你自己丢掉。
You can dispose it later.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是一个有恩典的神。
You are a God who is gracious.
我们今天能站在这里。
Today we can be here.
因为是你恩典的缘故。
Because of your grace.
我们为我们所领受的饼跟杯献上感谢。
We will give thanks for this cup and bread.
因为你恩典的缘故。
Because of your grace.
求你继续与我们同在。
You will be with us.
在我们小组的祷告里面。
In our small group prayer.
你的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
帮助我们做一个感恩的人。
Help us to be a thankful person.
帮助我们感谢你的恩典。
Help us to give thanks to your grace.
也让我们成为一个对别人有恩典、有怜悯的人。
Help us to become a person who is gracious to others.
祷告奉主的名求。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们现在看分小组好吗？我们来有一些祷告的时间。
Let's go into small groups.
Right
here. We'll have a time of prayer.
我们以前是哪一个小组？你可以继续在那。
You can go back to your small group who you used to be with.